All right, here's our pledge of the week, which you can become. Just record your classroom pledge, send it to us. You can just do it on your iPhone or whatever phone you've got. Send it to us, and pledge at jnkevin.com. And this is from the CCS East Valley School District, second grade class. It's Mrs. Shillum's class.
I have a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
it's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Spanish athlete spent 500 days alone in a cave, all for science.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Okay, well, the question was asked to many, many, many folks on the internet. What's popular right now that you just have zero interest in? You know, not every trend or fad is for everybody. Some of the answers that came back were pretty interesting. The first one was the endless cycle of reboots and remakes.
Like now, movies and TV shows?
Yes, yeah, okay. I don't dislike that one. I'm sure there's some that aren't great where it's like, oh, do we really need another one of those? But
right.
I'm trying to think of the ones that have been remade that I was like, well, no, I've enjoyed Cobra Kai.
Yeah, Cobra Kai is amazing. It comes out tomorrow, actually.
Yes, it does, Rick.
It's not the final part.
Final part of this season, right?
No, there's three parts of this season. This is only the second part.
Oh, that's right. They're doing three. Thank you, Rick,
You're
for
welcome.
Knowing.
Look at how knowledgeable he is.
Yeah. He's like great. Google.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sensei.
Yes, exactly.
They're really good.
It is. Yeah, so I don't know. Are you guys kind of tired of all the reboots and remakes?
No, I mean, I think the people sometimes who say they're tired of it maybe aren't even watching them. They're just like, oh, we don't need
that.
Sure,
yeah.
And then
they
don't
ever give it a try.
Yeah, I think that tends to happen.
That's what we needed?
Well, sure.
I remember when Footloose came. I mean, Footloose is one of my top five movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And when they redid it, people were just wanting to hate it without watching it. And
absolutely.
Yes.
It was kind of the same storyline but different, but it was still good. And what's his face from... God, what was his name? He was in the Top Gun Maverick too. He was Goose. What's his name?
Anthony Edwards? No,
the original one. Or are you thinking about the new Top Gun?
The new
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick. He was what's his face's son?
He was Goose's son.
Yeah.
Oh, Miles Teller?
Yeah, Miles Teller. Oh, he was in the Footloose.
Rooster.
Rooster.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah.
And it was good. I mean,
I enjoyed it. Miles Teller did not stick with me. You know what stuck with me?
What's that?
Julianne Hough.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that movie, I could watch it without the sound. That girl can dance.
Yeah, I think a lot of those are just that they aren't given a chance because the originals are so iconic. You don't want them to mess with it.
And I get that, but
sure.
I've liked them. Two here, sports betting. Sports betting is hot right now. It's everywhere, you know. It's
absolutely
getting approved in more and more states.
Sure.
Except Washington State.
Yeah, we will be one of the last if it ever happens.
So great.
It should happen, but, you know, whatever. Life goes on.
Yeah, it should happen.
Yeah. That's what Rick said. It should happen.
Yeah.
Said something else.
It almost did. Yeah.
We will leave it at that.
Yeah. It should happen, but it won't.
Stanley Cups. And we don't mean the hockey thing.
Yeah.
We mean the tumblers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a kid in high school and don't get me started on Stanley Cups.
Got a few?
That's the new thing. Let's have all these water bottles and Stanley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I told my daughter, I said, for every new whatever that comes in this house, I'm throwing two away.
Two away?
Oh, wow.
Two for one.
That's how much we have.
Way to go old school on her there, yeah.
Fantasy football. Seems mean.
That does.
Seems mean.
It's on the list.
Again, I get it. It's pretty popular, and the thing that ruins is that, of course, when you go to the office and there's certain people that will talk about it nonstop, you're like, yeah, I don't care.
I don't care about your team. I have the same person on my team on a different league. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, talk about it with the people who you're playing with.
I agree with that.
Not your workmates.
Yeah, and I get it that it's like, it's popular. I just have no interest in it. Yeah. I could see.
Sure.
And it's asked that way. Makes sense.
Part of the betting thing, though, too. A lot of leagues have
absolutely
money.
And a couple more for you. Pickleball.
Okay, I can see that, too.
It's getting too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot, too much. Cyber trucks. Man, people hate those.
I can see it, too, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just watched a video yesterday on YouTube. I actually didn't know this was a thing, but he said, hey, drive me to the nearest supercharger, and the truck drove him to that.
Oh, wow. Oh, it just took him to it.
Yeah, and I was like, you're recording this without your hands on the wheel.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You still want to be a little bit worrisome.
Yeah, that is weird, yeah. Take me to the nearest supercharger. Okay.
And
that's not where I want to be taken to, by the way. If it's going to take me, I'll be like, take me to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way. Take me home, matter where I am.
Round out the list with a few others. Vaping.
Okay.
Kombucha.
Yep. I can see it.
Adult coloring books.
That seems a little bit thin there, yeah.
It is. I mean, you do hear about it, but why does it bother you? If it helps people, let them color.
Yeah.
And the other one on the list would be fillers, Botox, and plastic surgery.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can see some of those on the list, too. I mean, again, it's mostly from people who aren't taking part in it that seem to just hate hearing about it all the time.
It's popular now, but I have no interest in it. Yeah. I have no interest in Botox or plastic surgery.
So it's the actual thing. It's not hearing about it necessarily, correct? That's what this list is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just more, I don't have any interest in that.
Yep, exactly. I'm going to go get my Botox in my Cybertruck. Take me to Botox.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She's 5'10".
Who?
Maggie Sajak.
Thanks for looking that up. And Sean.
That's got to be taller than her father. Oh, yeah.
That is taller. I'm 6'5", so.
Kevin James.
Give you a call, huh? Flip your letters.
Ring my phone. Ring my phone, darling.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hit it, Kev.
That was our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls, by the way.
Yeah.
Who hopefully we will chat with tomorrow. Maybe play a little Name That Tune with him. But he sent me a message yesterday that said, hey, your guy won the NASCAR Championship Series or whatever. I was like,
Joey Logano?
What? My guy did? And I sent back the heart emoji. And he said,
because you didn't know who your guy was.
And he goes, okay, yep. And I know it was Joey Logano, but I was like, wait, did he win the whole season? Or?
Oh, I didn't know. Guess we'll find out.
I was excited. We will find out tomorrow for sure. Now here we go. Listener letter for today. This one says, hey guys, I have a friend who has dreamed of being a comedian for years. He always invites me to open mic nights. However, the year's an issue. I don't want to go. He's a funny guy in person, but when he gets on stage, his material is not that great. The other people performing are typically not funny either. I just feel like I've used a bunch of excuses to get out of showing up. Like, I don't feel well. I've got to get up early. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Do you have any good excuses I could try to get out of this? Or should I just say once and for all, I really don't care for your humor?
509-441-0999. That's the Runge Furniture Studio line to call or text. Not going because you don't think he's funny. I think that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to go, oh, man, I get that. Like, I don't want to go anywhere. But I get it that you don't want to go. But if it's you're only not going because you don't think he's funny, gosh dang, that's a kind of a rough one, isn't it? I mean, if you're a friend, you just sit through it, don't you?
Well, and what's weird is you said that you think he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
But when you get on stage, he's not funny. Well, maybe just talk like that. Like, be like, I feel like you're funnier when you're not on stage. Like, so how can we make that?
So you're just saying just be as honest as you can.
Yeah,
be
try to help
out. Without squishing his dreams.
Yeah,
right.
Well, when when he goes on stage, is he improv or is he just like has stuff written down? I mean,
it's a fair question, Rick.
Yeah, is he? Because if he's funnier when he's in person, he's just making things off the top of his head.
Right. Sure. So maybe change his style, his angle.
And that's just it. Comedy's not easy.
Right. And subjective.
I mean, you can be funny in a, you know, a conversation and get on stage. Like, I mean, sometimes I think I'm fairly funny.
Huh?
But I don't think I want to get on stage and try to be funny.
Wow.
It all depends on the people you're around, because I think I tell jokes that around people that I know are going to laugh.
Sure.
It's kind of selfish in my opinion, because, you know.
You know you're going to get an easy laugh.
Yeah, it's just like, was that really funny, though?
What? Second guessing yourself immediately. I don't know how good that was. I mean, it's hard to tell somebody they're not funny, I would imagine. That's not a very easy thing to do.
No, that's not easy to do at all.
I mean, if you just don't want to go because you don't want to go, then eventually he'll stop asking if you keep saying no.
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how great
friends
they are.
I mean, I've been asking Kevin if he wants to go to lunch pretty much every day for almost 30 years, and he keeps saying no. So I eventually stopped asking.
Yep.
Oh, it's him with you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's always been me, Steve. Yeah.
You're the problem.
Let's go to lunch. No. Okay, well, I won't take it personal. Maybe I'll ask somebody else.
Steve, do you want to go to lunch today?
Sure.
Jay?
No.
All right.
But there's also different kinds of humor, too. I mean, dry humor is probably my favorite humor. I mean, like Steve knows, Seinfeld is dry humor.
Sure.
And it's hilarious. It's funny, but other people can watch Seinfeld, like my wife, and she thinks it's the dumbest
show
ever.
Yeah, it's not
like
her
Jay
cup
said,
of tea.
It's so subjective.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What is funny to every... And open mic has to be tough, because, like...
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
They're there... The crowd's not there. They're there to see somebody else, maybe.
Sure.
That's a weird...
Yep.
If you're a headliner or whatever, the people are there to see you because they think you're funny.
Absolutely. And they're coming with the right mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're just being thrown into somebody else's kind of show, that's way harder.
But I think if you're going to be a good friend to this guy, first of all, maybe go to one of the shows.
Yeah. I mean, and it sounds like he's been, but it doesn't sound like he wants to go a lot.
Yeah. Give him another chance, and then, I don't know.
I tell you, it's not the going. It's the hard part where he says, well, what'd you think? They kind of got to figure out a way to be honest without, like, crushing him, I feel like. Otherwise, what are you going to say? You're terrible?
This is the simple question. Not a simple question. Simple solution. Elizabeth just says, man up and be a good friend. How would you want your friend to address the situation if it was you?
That's not manning up, though. There's a fine line on that. You can't be
between
a
being
jerk.
Cruel,
yeah,
no, right, for sure,
yeah.
You find the way to go. Yeah, I think the best way is. Gosh, you're so funny when you're not on stage. Are you writing these or are you ad libbing these? I mean, I think you kind of maybe work their way through it.
Yeah, who's your writer?
Who's your? Let me talk to your writer.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But it's a fun one to play with adults too. Like,
I don't know how to play
all the time. You get cards, and then you try to get tens. How does it all work? Jay, I can't remember all the things. You have to get all... Yeah, like it comes like with...
Game. Kevin James!
Shut up, Steve. You wouldn't know fun if it fell out of the sky and wiggled on your face.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
If you miss any of the show, you can check out the podcast. And you know what? You can just follow it. Subscribe. You'll get a notification when the new podcast is up. Then if you miss any of it, it's a pretty quick listen, actually. You can listen to the entire four hours in about 2 hours. It's pretty fast. So check it out.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
That's what they say.
The Jay and Kevin podcast.
Thank you, Kevin.
Available where you get your podcasts.
He said thank you before you continued. But
that's okay.
I know. I really wanted to keep going.
I didn't mind it.
Really?
Entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO AAMCO.
I'm just mad about yesterday. So.
What about it?
Well, I mean, he told me I was no fun.
Oh, I know.
When did I tell you that?
Were you not just listening to the rejoin?
I know.
I did not hear that. I'm sorry, I did not hear that.
The
but
entire time.
I 100% will stick with. I'll stick with that statement.
You're not going to go back on what you said.
I want you to be fun, and it's going to happen.
Kevin, big news for one of your favorites from American Idol.
Who'd that be?
The 16-year-old Tristan Harper.
Oh, yeah, I liked that kid. The kid from Alabama.
Yep.
Yeah, he was cool.
He announced yesterday online that he's now married and expecting a child.
Wait. Is he like 18 now? He might be.
No, he's 16.
16.
Yeah.
That's Alabama love, man.
Okay.
Alabama love.
The
don't have no rules.
The top 10.
Alabama love.
I think we're done.
Do what you want to do.
My buddy from Alabama is probably listening right now, and he's kind of laughing his butt off right now.
Kind of laughing, kind of not.
He's like, it's funny because it's true.
It's funny because it's true.
The list of the most viral songs of 2024. I don't know really exactly how they determined these other than, you know, number of times they've been downloaded. They're, you know, people saying that they're earworms. You know, they can't get them out of their head. As they say in the article, achy breaky heart style. So here's some of them on the list, and you tell me whether these are right or not. I had some help from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. Pour Me a Drink. That's Blake and Post.
Yep.
Again, Get Stuck in Your Head. Can't get them out. Ain't No Love in Oklahoma from Luke.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Ella Langley and Riley Green.
Oh, my gosh.
You Look Like You Love Me. And the number one earworm, as they say, for 2024 so far was Shaboozy's Bar Song.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are, I don't really disagree with any of those.
Yeah, also on the list, Austin from
Gasha. There we go.
Gasha.
I was going to say, I was surprised that one wasn't on there.
Mm-hmm. And Sounds Like the Radio from Zach Top.
Oh, yes. That song right there, it's catchy and just like twangy and it's good.
Sounds Like the Radio?
Yeah.
It stands out.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those songs do, which is why they are earworms, can't get them out of your head. So for the most part, we agreed, except Rick, who was shaking his head no.
No, I was, I don't mind most of those. The Ella Langley one.
Yep.
There's a song, I mean, it's been done before, that kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ray Scott did one like 20 years ago, of that kind of style. And I loved it back then, and it just makes me smile and reminds me of that.
What do you mean that style where a woman just basically
it's kind of the same line.
Storytelling,
talking like that, mm-hmm, but it's still get into the motion of singing and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know how people always hated Sam Watt. Well, he just talks in his songs.
Yeah.
A lot of people still do that. George Strait did that for a lot of years, so get over people.
Oh, they've been doing it for 50, 60 years. So,
did you say Ray Stevens? Are you talking about
Ray Scott?
The streak?
Or the Mississippi Squirrel
because
Revival?
That's a good story. Well, tell me, what did you see?
Well, I figured how we started.
Well, look at that.
Ran through the produce section.
No clothes.
Yeah. Is that Ethel?
Close your eyes, Ethel. It was too late.
It was too late.
Whatever he says.
Oh, Ray Stevens.
Oh my gosh!
Didn't we see him in Nashville a couple years ago?
We did. Yeah,
and he was great.
He had a new album out, Kevin.
Yeah, he was so funny in person.
Yeah. Well, he's a comedian. I mean, that's kind of how it goes, you know. I mean, I wanted to go to his show, but you wouldn't go because you said he wasn't funny. And
that is not true.
Turned into a listener letter.
Stop it, Ray Stevens.
At the supermarket, there seems to be some sort of disturbance here. Harbies, ma'am, what'd you see?
Producer Steve, you have no idea what we're talking about.
No.
You never heard of that song?
He is younger.
I mean, that song's from the what? 70s?
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah,
like
it was the 70s.
Early 80s, maybe?
Mid-70s, I'm going to say.
Mid-70s?
Yeah.
Buggity, I remember very well listening to that song. Cousin Jesse and Jason, they had a record player downstairs.
They had a record player.
They did. So they had a record player, and they had a few albums, and that was one of them.
1974, Kevin.
Oh, man, we would listen to the streak over and over. Yeah. You know, we're young boys. Imagine how funny we think it is.
I just stand over by the tomatoes, and here he comes. Running through the pole beans, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird.
So stupid.
But the music is catchy.
Steve
once
is like, wait, that is a song?
If there's an audience to be found, you'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
Hello, once again, everyone. Your action news reporter on the scene.
Just so funny that he makes just singing in his twangy voice and then acts like he's a news reporter.
That would be the viral song if it came out nowadays.
That would be, yeah. It's nice how he just compared Ella Langley's song to that. I don't know if she appreciates
that or not. I don't know that was Rick's fault.
Kevin just needs to put his earbuds in, apparently.
Yeah, that was you referring to something else. And then I was like, are you talking about the streak?
He went from Ray Scott to Ray Stevens and ended up at the streak. Ella Langley, can't wait to see her in Nashville next week. Hey, Ella.
Gosh, is she going to be there?
I mean, I'm expecting it, yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Steve, who are you going to crush the hardest on?
Could be her.
She's pretty.
I mean, Kelsey has come by quite a few times.
She's pretty.
And I know that you love Kelsey Ballerini.
I do like Kelsey Ballerini.
And I will say, having been around Kelsey quite a few times in person, she's way more stunning in person even.
Sure.
Don't you think that's fair, Jay?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Her pictures are stunning, but you just, in person, you're like, wow. So that one might kill you.
So Steve, if you get her phone number, if you get Kelsey's phone number, you're gonna see her. Was it March she's coming here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there you go, Steve.
Why don't you hit me up with those digits, Kels? Then when you come to town.
Yeah, Chase Stokes who?
Right.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yep, I drink a glass of whiskey every day.
Right.
Like, yeah, but does that work for everybody? Like, yeah,
Kevin James.
It didn't help you live to be 109, sir.
No, I don't think it did.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, on the air at jayandkevin.com is where you can send the emails. Feel free to email anytime. Then we try to clean them up on Thursdays. I'm going to say, can we send in questions for Steve to ask in Nashville?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go for it, L.
I mean, why not?
L-E.
I mean, he may or may not do it, but.
I mean, we gotta have something for Steve to get, make sure he gets involved in the interviews, you know?
Yeah, it's going to go like this. I'm going to be asking questions, and I'm going to go like this. Steve, what do you got? That's probably what it'll sound
that
like.
That could be what it sounds like.
That'll probably be what it sounds like. The artist will just look at him and go, he's such a cute.
And I mean,
he's going to rub his hair. He's so cute.
Unfortunately, I am, as my doctor told me, you are not able to travel.
Unavailable to travel.
Yeah, they just straight up told me, you can't travel. They also her right 100%. Oh, okay. Yeah. But it is. I'm going to be on Zoom, like talking to the artist too. But who knows what that's going to be like? If they're going to be able to hear me very good. I mean, hopefully they will, and it'll be nice and smooth. And but I don't want that to be an excuse for you, Steve, to think that you just get to sit on the bench.
Oh man.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get thrown in whether you like it or not. Believe me, you're getting thrown in.
Oh boy.
We've got email. Yeah, it'll sound like this. Kevin, what do you got?
What do I got? Well, I've got an email over here from Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebecca would like to know this. Guys, you are responsible for getting me to watch Yellowstone. I always heard you talking about it, and I thought, you know what? I should start watching this show. I did. I'm all caught up. I saw the first episode of the end of season 5. I just wanted to know, what did you think? Are you guys happy with this, or are you a little bummed like I am?
About the ending of it, or about the specific start of the end?
The start of the end, yeah. She was just saying that she had started watching the end of season 5 and wanted to know what we thought of it, because she was bummed.
I mean, spoiler alert, dead ahead. So that's on you if you don't want a spoiler alert.
Don't listen.
I mean, Kevin Costner was such a great role. That role he played was so great. That part is a bummer. There's just no way around it.
I think that's very fair, Jay. He was so good as being John Dutton. It's weird for the show to not have John Dutton on it.
It is, but you also realize how easy it is because of how well established the other characters are, how easy it is to continue on. And
Absolutely.
There's still plenty of drama to be had.
Well,
you know.
And I saw Kevin Costner in an interview yesterday where he said, you know, that he had heard how they wrote him out of the script, and they asked what he thought of it, and he kind of laughs. He goes, well, I mean, a little different than what I thought it was going to be, but he goes, they're smart. They're really smart writers over there.
What else did they think it was going to be, though? And he's like, you can't just not go on without...
Well, yeah, but
I mean, I'll leave it at that, but there's no other way they could have done it, in my opinion.
Because he was just like, how are you... You know, you can't... It just didn't see, it didn't fit John Dutton to do what he did.
Yeah, he didn't go on a vacation.
Because maybe he didn't do that.
Because he didn't. I know,
right,
Jay.
Right, so that's the whole point.
That's what I exactly said. Yeah. He goes, those writers are so smart.
Yeah,
they're so good on that show. He goes, they will figure it out.
It was also a way they didn't have to show what happened.
Yeah.
So it was easy to make.
Yeah, so
they
never had
to
be in the episode.
Absolutely. Mike, this one, answer carefully, Kevin.
Okay.
Mike just says, do you think I should buy a truck? I will tell my wife what your advice is.
Well,
easy.
I mean, it isn't going to cost us anything, so.
No.
What do you think?
My recommendation is one, you know, first of all, buy something used.
Buy something used, okay, yeah.
Buy used only.
You don't have to take the depreciation that way. I got what you're saying.
Right, yeah. I'm a big fan of that.
Uh-huh.
And then just, what do you need it for? Like, is it a necessity? Is it a need or a want?
What are you looking for? Are you looking for a smaller truck or a bigger truck?
Oh, man, you guys and your follow-up questions.
I mean, honest opinion, like a F-150 or a, you know, F-150
Silverado
or F-150 or F-150.
In your opinion.
I mean, if a guy that just needs a pickup truck, just to have a pickup truck, you don't need the big old diesel.
Sure.
But F-150, I mean, depends if you have a family or whatever. Or if you just want one for you and the wife, the newer Ford Rangers are nice.
Okay.
They get around. They're good quality, but I mean, you don't need a big old diesel truck.
So what's your answer?
You want it.
Rick, what's your answer, Rick? He just wants an answer.
Just tell the wife that the Jay and Kevin show said so. Get that truck.
Said yes. Okay.
I'm okay telling him to, you can buy one.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Steve?
I mean, is a truck really necessary?
Kevin, have you ridden with Steve in our truck, the Coyote truck?
No, I have not.
Do you have a booster seat?
I did yesterday. We went to Indaba Coffee Roasters.
Wait, he drove?
No, heavens, no.
Oh.
No.
So just riding,
just
you have
riding
issues.
Yeah, well, no, he's just, he's like a very nervous passenger.
Is he tall enough to ride in the front seat?
Wait.
He's like, he'll be like, when you're backing up, he's looking back like he's driving. Which I don't mind. He's just another set of eyes. But he's like, okay, all right. No, I'd rather have more than not enough. Believe me, Steve.
Steve, are you a good parallel parker? You're kind of a city boy.
Don't laugh. I can do it.
When you drive one of those little micro machines, you know.
I know. A Toyota Corolla is probably an easy one to parallel park.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, is that what you're saying?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
And have you ever had to get out, look, and then get back in and move it?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Well, sure. The Big 99.9.